With Montana News, I'm Erica Zurich. Communities in and around the Northern Cheyenne Indian Reservation in southeastern Montana have been ordered to evacuate ahead of a massive wind-driven wildfire. The evacuation was expanded Tuesday night to include Lame Deer, a town of about 2,000 where people who fled the fire earlier in the day were being sheltered. Roughly 600 people in Ashland and surrounding communities also were ordered to leave. The flames were within about a quarter mile of a subdivision outside Ashland along the Tongue River. Strong winds Tuesday caused the blaze to explode across more than 200 square miles, crossing roads, creeks, and fire lines. The Richard Spring Fire on the Northern Cheyenne Reservation in the southeast corner of the state is now Montana's biggest fire at 150,000 acres. Taylor Stegner with Yellowstone Public Radio has more.
Evacuated Northern Cheyenne residents are facing a few days without electricity or phone service because of downed cell towers in Bighorn County. Bobby Limberhand is Northern Cheyenne and lives in Billings. Her son is paraplegic and uses a wheelchair and lives 10 miles outside of Lame Deer.
And because his well runs off of electricity, he has no water, no electricity. We can't get a hold of him.
Limberhand is a volunteer with local nonprofit Western Native Voice and says she's worried that she can't contact many people from home. And she's not the only one. A group of Northern Cheyenne tribal members who live in Billings teamed up with Western Native Voice to collect donations for the evacuated.
Flashlights, water, non-perishable food items, canned goods, like stuff to make sandwiches, ice, coolers to keep things cold.
Evacuation notices are in place for Lame Deer, the reservation's biggest town, Ashland, and the surrounding area. According to NCWEB, there are evacuation hubs set up in Colstrip, Busby, Crow Agency, and Broadus. For Yellowstone Public Radio News and Report for America, I'm Taylor Stagner.
The National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning until 10 p.m. tonight for south central and southeast Montana. Temperatures in the 90s, low humidity, strong west winds with gusts up to 30 miles an hour, and a wind shift with an incoming cold front will contribute to the rapid spread of area wildfires. A red flag warning means that critical fire weather conditions are either occurring now or will shortly. A combination of strong winds, low relative humidity, and warm temperatures can contribute to extreme fire behavior. The Lake County Sheriff's Office today reopened Highway 35 to local traffic on the east side of Flathead Lake. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports the Boulder 2700 fire continues to burn in the area.
The Montana Department of Transportation will escort traffic along the highway between mile markers 9 and 11. The speed limit will be reduced to 35 miles per hour because fire crews will be cutting down trees, moving debris, and power and internet companies are working to restore utilities. Officials say drivers should not stop along the highway because of those hazards. The Boulder 2700 fire has burned down 20 structures a few miles east of Polson. Officials say the fire continues to dry out from a rain event Saturday. The fire isn't expected to grow over the next few days until fuels become significantly drier. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Fires are getting bigger and hotter and more devastating than ever before.
I'll talk about it in a calm way, but this is me hitting the panic button.
I'm Justin Angle, and this is Fireline, a series about what wildfire means for the West, our planet, and our way of life.
Not only a gift to us, but it's more of a gift to the land.
Available now. Find it wherever you get your podcasts.